Steven, I remember I was down in Rio for the qualifying event. That was CBC covered that one. And I remember at the time people saying that that was as, I don't want to use the word easy, but as good a road to qualifying the World Cup that Canada could receive in terms of who they would have to play and when. How's it gone so far?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that statement, but fine. Everybody has their opinion. I think so far it's a situation that could have gone better, but all things considered, we have played well, and we do have 4 points, and there's something like 6 points to play for this September.
Steven, you talk about things could have gone better. Such a grand opportunity at home at BMO in the last game before the team went their separate ways. What do you need to work on offensively to finish, to be a little more clinical? What do you have to do? Because you've created the scoring chances, but you just haven't been able to polish.
Yeah, I mean, it's the nature of the game. It's a low-scoring game, and once you continue to create the chances, at some point somebody is going to pay the price for it. We just have to stick with what we have been doing well, play to our strengths. And I think somebody will, or more than one player, will come good in the end.
Is there anybody that you want to identify that could be that guy who can kind of start something there?
I don't care who scores. at the end of the day, the game is a team game, and whoever gets on the end of it and put it away will ultimately be the hero of the day. But in the game, somebody has to win the ball, somebody has to pass it, and somebody's got to score it. So I don't really care who scores.
You talked about today, Steven, on your conference call about the importance of having depth and the certain decisions you made on the 21 guys who are going to go up against Panama. What went into those decisions, in particular with Terry Dunfield and Patrice Bernier, who have done well on the club side in MLS?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Canada's team for the last at least 5 years. The strength has been in the midfield. There's a lot of competition for places in the midfield, and the trick is to try and get as many of those players on the field as possible. The difference with having a healthy Bernier, a healthy Atiba, and a healthy Terry Dunfield means that we do have more depth in that position, and it gives us because each one of them have something unique to bring to the team, so it gives us some sort of flexibility.
You went for experience this time too. This was not about youth. This is about the veterans.
Well, I went for players who have been playing and who have shown that, they warrant selection. To me, age has nothing to do with it.
For coaches, Steven, this weekend is always worrisome as you gather your team Monday and Tuesday. Can you elaborate a little bit on that and what you think about as, you're waiting for the team to get together to put on the national team jersey, but you're a little concerned about what may happen elsewhere?
Yeah, of course. It's the worst. It's the worst time period, really. You sit down. You have contingency plans for each position for anything that may happen. We've been through this before. You just sit there. You watch the games. Every time you see one of them go down, you sort of cringe. But really and truly, it's nothing you can do about it. You just have to hope they come through the games healthy.
Stephen Hart is our guest, the head coach of Canada's national men's soccer team. The way it works is this. There's four teams in this pool. The top two move on to the next round. Panama, the opponent the next two matches, is first with 6 points. Canada's second with four. And then Honduras has one and Cuba zip. So you're facing your group leader. Why are they ahead?
Anybody who's followed CONCACAF closely would tell you that Panama is probably the up-and-coming team, or the informed team, as we say in this business. They're a group that have grown up together. They've played at a youth level together, and they have some very experienced strikers that score consistently. As a matter of fact, one of their strikers has scored more goals than he's played internationally, which is quite remarkable. So they have a good mix, a good balance.
Stephen, you get your team together Tuesday in Alliston. You come to BMO on Wednesday. You have another training session Thursday. As you gather, what are the things that you want to focus on with your group?
Well, I mean, we've, as a group, the core of the players know exactly what we've been doing, what we've been working on, especially in the exhibition games, and then what we try to put together in the qualification. We're not going to stray too far away from that. Players have to have a complete understanding of everybody's roles and responsibilities. And, you know, we're not going to be indecisive and change things simply because we're playing Panama.